And our scripture text is out of Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. Now, just a reminder, the Beatitudes also is in chapter 5 of Matthew. This is also the Beatitudes in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6. Now, as I read and you read the Beatitudes in this translation, you'll notice that they're a little different than the ones in Matthew 5. Spiritually, they are the same, but they did not have tape recorders and videotapes and all of that. So when they were writing the Gospels, especially the Gospel writers that we think of, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they wrote it by their scribes, but they heard. So with that, I won't spend no more time giving you all of that. Let's look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 17 through 26, New Living Translation. Then Jesus turned to his disciples and said, God blesses you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is given to you. God blesses you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. God blesses you who weep now, for the time will come when you will laugh with joy. God blesses you who are hated and excluded and mocked and cursed, because you identify with me, the Son of Man. When that happens, rejoice. Yes, leap for joy, for the great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were also treated that way by your ancestors. What sorrows await you who are rich, for you have your only happiness now. What sorrows await you who are satisfied and prosperous now, for a time of awful hunger is before you. What sorrows await you who laugh carelessly, for your laughing will turn to mourning and sorrow. Verse 26. What sorrows await you who are praised by the crowds, for their ancestors also praised false prophets. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding of his holy and precious word.